Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
Crying, Dad.
No.
All right.
No. But
this is not going to be a long show because it's my birthday, so I do want to get ready to eat dinner, and there was a cake bought for me. So
there
we're going to do the whole, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do the whole cake thing and blah, blah, blah. But I just wanted to, you know, have a show. I didn't want 2 weeks to go past with no shows. So we're going to get right into it. We're going to start with some wrestling stuff first and then get into some. Oh, real quick. I missed it because I was in church New Year's Eve. And this is a little entertainment thing. And I saw all the memes go up about Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had a chance to see the video. Mariah Carey just burned her last bridge in this business. Because it's bad enough she really hasn't made a hit in a long time. It's bad enough
right.
that she hasn't really been that singer that she once was. She's not selling out stadiums anymore, anything like that. But if you have an opportunity to do something on national TV, she should have came out there voice wailing, looking to top that she's going, you know, top everything and possibly revised her career. She killed her career that night. If you watch the video, I don't know if she forgot the words. I don't know if they played the wrong song. Did you see it?
I did, unfortunately, yes.
What do you think would happen?
Well, from what she said, it looked like she wasn't prepared to sing that song. She was obviously lip-syncing. I guess she was prepared to lip-sync another track, and, you know, they played one of her hits, and that's what it was. I mean, on the upside, her body looked amazing, but you know, Mariah Carey, she's not an entertainer. She's not a performer. She's a great singer. So, to me, she messed up big time. She wasn't humble. She wasn't, you know, just showed
yeah.
no showmanship at all. Like, she was just like,
yeah.
screw it. I don't care.
Because, and the person I'm about to mention, I know you don't like, but I'm mentioning anyway. Let that have been Beyonce. She would have cleaned
Beyonce,
it up.
I would have laughed.
She would have cleaned it up. She probably would have fired everybody from here at Cucamonga afterwards, but she would have cleaned it up to put on a decent show. I feel like Mariah, like you said, just said, screw it. I got my check already. Check is in the mail. I'm going to do whatever. Y'all sing the song. But
right.
again, if she's a performer and she knows her songs, she couldn't have played that off a little better than it. It's her song. It was just bad. It was really bad. And when I saw that, and I saw the videos and stuff, I said, I wanted to mention that today. If anybody's listening, 718-508-9883, call in and give your opinion on Mariah Carey. Do you think her career is over or, you know,
Call in to wish Big Daddy a happy birthday.
Yeah, call in to wish Big Daddy a happy birthday. But you see, if nobody called yet, they really don't give a shit. So I'm going to keep right on going. Wrestling news. Goldberg will be on Raw tonight. Who really gives a damn? Outside of George Sams. Who cares about Goldberg? And I hope George heard me, so I know he'll call in now. But, Brock Lesnar, I think it's supposed to be the following week. And there was a thing came out on Facebook that Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker are slated for a Raw next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious of where the direction they're going. And maybe all these guys are going to be in a Royal Rumble because you know the Royal Rumble is this month. I want to say the 22nd. I could be wrong, could be right, but I know the Royal Rumble's coming up, and it will be a Royal Rumble get together at my house, Felicia. You know about it. You know you're invited. I ain't got to tell you. We're gonna have some food. We'll chill out, have a ball. The Royal Rumble is my second favorite pay per view. Maybe even sometimes it used to be my first favorite, but they started killing it because I really like the surprise. Guys who come out. They really haven't done that in the last couple years. Like, that year Diesel came out, I did Pop. You know, couple guys here and there you don't expect to show up, but they show up. I hope they do it again this year, and I hope one of them guys is CM Punk, and CM Punk shows up.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes. Yes. After he got his ass whipped, he should come on back to wrestling, especially now because the wrestling really need him, and Vince will probably bend over backwards and give him the house to have him come back. What do you think?
Well, Royal Rumble's my favorite pay-per-view. There's no swaying that, but I do agree. I think the surprise element is gone. They've been having some pretty crap winners of the whole Rumble lately, and I'm just not happy with that, but I still love the pay-per-view.
Excuse me. My allergy trying to act up.
Uh-oh.
That's another thing that really sucks about getting older. I never had problems with allergies or nothing like that before. Now it seems like it's a daily thing. Some days are good, some days are bad. But it is what it is. And we do have a caller. Hello, caller. This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 51. How are you?
Hey, Big Daddy. This is the one and only Magic Mike, and I'm calling your show to wish you and your crew a Happy New Year's, brother.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
Thank you.
It's also Big Daddy's birthday today.
Well, you know what, Big Daddy? I hope you're going to celebrate Magic Mike style, my brother. Go out there. Have yourself a great birthday. Are the Sixers playing tonight?
No, they are not. They're playing tomorrow night at the Wells Fargo Center.
Whoa. Well, you know what? I hope they win for you and your birthday because, Big Daddy, you are the man. Now, who's on the line with us tonight besides
it
me?
It is
obviously.
My co-host. Yeah, it is my co-host, Felicia Brown.
Hi, Magic Mike.
How are you? I got to tell you, I listen to your show. I'm an avid listener. And of course, you know, I work behind the scenes here at Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. So I listen, but I just wanted to also know if Big Daddy, you know, your birthday, so what are you doing for a Big Daddy?
What is she doing? What am I doing?
What are you doing for a Big Daddy?
What are you doing, Big Daddy?
Well, I'm doing this show, and when I get done, I'm going to grab something to eat. My family has a cake for me, so we probably do the whole cake and, you know, candle thing. And outside of that, I'm just chilling, you know. I just feel blessed to be here another year. I thank, you know, all my fans for listening. I thank, and, you know, I'm just going to chill, relax, and reflect. You know how it is. It's been a long, dreary day. It's been raining all day.
I'm sure it's been raining over here all day in New York City, Staten Island. So I know how it is. And I'm going to tell you how I spent my New Year's. I spent my New Year's home drinking one of my favorite beers, Labatt Blue, watching the New York Knicks, and watching my New York Knicks lose for the fourth time in a row. Go New York, though. Go New York.
They played, if I'm correct, that's where they played Houston, and didn't James Harden have like 52 points, 16 assists, and 17 rebounds?
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Big Daddy.
Didn't James Harden light you guys up that game?
All right.
Hello?
Dad, sorry. I'm always working, sorry.
That's okay. Now, wasn't that the game James Harden went off?
Let me see. New Year's, I'm trying to think now. You know what, it happened so quickly. What team was that?
Houston. The Houston Rockets.
Houston? I believe they were playing Houston. I think so. I know they were playing either Houston or Oklahoma. Also, I don't know, did you see the game or you didn't?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said, did you see the game? Because there was a Spike Lee lookalike. And this guy looked just like Spike Lee, that everybody thought it was him. It was funny.
He was at the Knicks game?
No, it wasn't him. It was just a lookalike. But everybody thought it was him, and they went up to him, and they were talking to him. And he was like, And he was like, I'm not Spike Lee. And he looked just like him.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, so you know what? It's been a crazy year for me. My dad's been suffering with bad strokes. So it's been like this whole, my Christmas, I was in the hospital with him. My New Year's, I got him back, and I'm blessed to be with him. So I was watching the little Knicks game. Also, I wanted to talk a little wrestling, if you're up for the challenge of that.
Yes. Yes, yes. Go ahead.
I've been listening to what you've been talking about these past couple of weeks. And you're the guy that I like because you said you like stuff that makes sense. And that's
yes.
how I am. And that's how I was taught in this business. I was taught when you go do something, make sure it makes sense. And
yes.
also, I believe in kayfabe. I believe that kayfabe should be kept alive. I know now with social media, and even when I went to Binghamton, and I got to see, you know, CM Punk wrestle Kofi Kingston. At the end of the night, we went to go, you know, see the wrestlers leave. And who did I see leaving with each other? Kofi and CM Punk. And I said to my fiance, I said, kayfabe is dead.
Kayfabe died in the mid-90s. So
yeah, right.
It's been dead for a while. And I'm still a fan of kayfabe, but it's really, it's dead, been dead for a while.
Right.
And there's nothing you could do about it now. And Vince
right.
McMahon was the one who killed it. Because
yeah.
when he allowed, one, the internet really killed it. But even with that, when he allowed for the fans to be able to go into the performance center and watch people train, and when he started calling it sports entertainment and actually
yeah.
explaining that as choreographed, that
yeah.
killed kayfabe.
Actually, you know what I think really killed it? In the 90s, there was a book that Captain Lou Albano, and he co-wrote it with Bert Sugar, The Idiot's Guide to Complete Wrestling. The reason why is because my cousin was working for the publisher, and my cousin called me and said, guess who's in my office? I said, who? And she said, Lou Albano. So she said, what do I tell him? So I said, tell him that you liked when he used to dance, you know, with the whole deal with Cyndi Lauper and stuff like that. So that's what she did. But that's, I think that's what killed it, and I also think Beyond the Mat also helped it. And I totally agree with you about sports entertainment. But listen, Vince McMahon, the World Wrestling Federation, it was wrestling, it was federation, then it became entertainment. And I agree with you. But hey, you know what, Big Daddy, I'm a fan of kayfabe, and that's why in the independents, you know, like I said, I ran with my boy for years doing independent work, and I still do, and I still see all the boys. And I do the podcasting now, which is great, which I love. But the one thing that I love the most is if a worker is near me, because I was a booker, and I used to say, get back in your locker room. I don't want pictures. I don't want you talking to each other. You go in one dressing room, I'll go in another. And they say, Mike, there is no dressing room. It's a fans room. And you know what? Heels on one side, faces on the other side, because I don't want it. Because if somebody comes up to me and says, how come they're hugging each other or they're boys, then that makes me upset. And then they finally got what I was saying.
Well, hold on. I want to ask Felicia Brown how she feels about kayfabe.
You got it.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely dead. You know, social media kind of put the nail in the coffin, but I believe that it should be, you know, kept alive. I totally agree with Magic Mike. After a show, I don't care how small the show is, do not go out there talking to the fans. If you're a heel, don't be smiling. You know, go in the back and don't be seen. It's crazy how people, you know, disregard the you know, the business. And it doesn't help the younger fans or the casual fans, you know, understand anymore. That's why they're getting confused, you know. That's why they're crying when the heels are doing their job, and that's why they're, you know, surprised because they see people, you know, not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
When I was little, it's so funny. When I was little, I hated the heels. And I hated Roddy Piper. I hated everybody. And when I hear someone come up to me and go, wow, I love Kevin Owens. oh, I love CM Punk, or I loved Rowdy as a kid when he was dead. I'm like, that's like rooting for the Joker and Batman, you know? But I also have a question for you guys. Rowdy Piper wrestled Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania. Now, when MySpace came out, do you think that Rowdy would have had Hogan on his top five list?
Oh, my gosh.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Well, not to disagree with you, but I was, how can I say this? I was a huge Ric Flair mark, and Ric Flair was the constant heel, and I loved Ric Flair. And every time Ric Flair wrestled, I got into it.
Oh,
because
sorry,
I wanted to see Ric Flair win.
My name is Mark or Mike? I'm sorry.
No, I said I'm a huge Ric Flair mark.
Oh, okay.
So,
because I hate, because you know why? I'm sorry, Big Daddy. I hate the word mark, and you know, it just, it's, you know what? We're all fans, and that's one of my pet peeves. But I'm sorry, but I understand what you're saying. Ric Flair is the man. I met Rick about four or five times. And I told him the same thing, and you know, now I root for the heels if they're my favorite. You know, first, you know. So what happened with Ric Flair? So you're telling me the story about Flair. So go ahead. You're a big Mark fan. Whatever.
I just love to watch him wrestle, and I was a fan, and I didn't hate him. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to see a good guy win, but I was that guy that wanted to see Ric Flair win, and I love when he was, you know, the early '80s, mid '80s, when he was dominating the NWA and talking trash about it, because the way he did it, I love the way he did it. Because he never talked bad about the company, and he never talked bad about his opponent. He said that the people he wrestled were the greatest in the world, but he was just that much better.
Yes.
And you don't see that anymore.
Right. And actually, a funny story, when Ric Flair came to the WWE and he was managing Triple H, I used to go to the Garden all the time, and I used to go, you know, woo. So one day this lady, she leaned over and she said, if you go woo one more time, I'm going to slap your face. And, you know, I'm in the business. So I said, lady, I said, if you don't bow down right now to greatness, I'm going to woo all night long. And my friend goes, you are such a worker, bro. Just wait here to watch the show. And, you know, when I met Ric Flair, that's the difference. You know, when you're a fan, when you're a kid, you learn to, like he said, you learn to love it, you learn to deal with it. And I tell you, one thing, I've had Tim Patera on Smith Todd Show, which is also on this network, and Tim Patera talked about Ric Flair and what a consummate athlete and talker Rick was. He said if Rick told you that we were all going to you know, to the hotel, that's where we were going. We were going to the hotel. So I believed in everything that Ric Flair said. And that's why Ric Flair versus Ricky Steamboat was one of the greatest. Ric Flair versus Savage was one of the greatest. Unfortunately, we didn't get Hogan in WWF like we wanted to, but we got it out of WCW. But I agree with you about Ric Flair.
Him and Steamboat was classic. Him and anybody to me were classic.
I agree. So who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
My favorite? I would have to say Hogan. I'd have to say Junkyard Dog. Jimmy Valiant. Hogan. Flair. Arn Anderson. Straight old school.
You know, I always get asked me what my favorite Ric Flair match. Everybody asks me all the time, and I always get asked what's my favorite fall brawl all the time, and my favorite match. And I always say my favorite fall brawl match is 1995, Ric Flair versus Arn Anderson. The promos and the match were just so from the heart, and you could tell it. And that's what I loved about it. And I love the match. And I love when Pillman got involved in it. And I love the whole thing.
Anderson went over on that match, didn't he?
Yes, he did, because of Pillman. And you know, what's funny? I met Sting this past September. And I told Sting, I said to Sting, the one thing that I liked about you was when you told Ric Flair you're going to get him, you got him. And he said, you're talking about that when that time in 95, right? I said, yeah. He said, I must have wrestled Ric Flair about 200 and something times, just in 95, he said.
Well, Mr. Magic Mike, let me let you go. I appreciate you calling in the show. You want to plug your show real quick?
Well, I mean, yeah, my show is Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara, which I should have changed it to Magic Mike, but I never did. But I never will because, you know, I don't want to go back now. So anyway, that show, and I can't give a time because right now, like I said, I got some issues going on with my dad and, you know, trying to nurse him back to health and, you know, get my stuff in and stuff. And also we have the Heart Grapevine for everybody to check out with Smith Hart. We have some great interviews because, you know, the legacy of the Hearts is just so deep. So we got that. But also I want to just tell everybody to keep on listening to every show on this network. You're doing a great job. Your co-host is doing a great job. Hey, I miss Big Booty Trudy, by the way.
She had to move on. She had different things to do, and she was really
busy.
Yeah,
she's doing good with ROH, and she has a lot of good friends. I know a lot of friends of mine are friends of hers, so we have the same friends. So she's doing good.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she really is. But Mike, thanks for calling in. You're always welcome. God bless you.
And good luck
you,
to you
your show
and your co-host Felicia. And you know, keep on doing what you guys doing. Okay, Felicia, have a nice New Year. And
thank you.
Let's hope tonight's Monday Night Raw is good. I'll talk to you guys.
Let's hope it.
You got it.
We'll see how it goes.
Mike out. You got it. Bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Right,
best wishes
thank
with
you.
Your dad too.
You got it.
Bye.
All right, y'all, that was Magic Mike. Check out his show. He's, you know, he's full of energy, you can see. So the show's probably really good, so check him out. Raw tonight. SmackDown is kicking Raw's ass, if you ask my opinion. I watched SmackDown last Tuesday, and I was into it. Baron Corbin is going to be a star. If nothing happens, if he doesn't hit injury or get caught up in no scandal, Baron Corbin is going to be the next breakout star in wrestling. And you heard me say it. And you've been saying that for a while, Felicia.
Yes, I have.
So I totally agree with you. AJ Styles is the greatest, one of the greatest workers out today. And it was just a great match. Even Ziggler held his own. I know you're not a big Ziggler fan, but Ziggler can work his behind off. Ziggler can wrestle a broom and make the broom look good. So you put these elements in one match, and they had a great match. So we'll see where it goes. Check out ROH. Check out, I ain't going to say check out TNA. If you want to watch TNA, fine. If you don't, I totally understand.
Check out TNA. No, you know I don't like TNA, but the Hardys are killing it on there. Congratulations to Matt Hardy. They're adding another boy to the brood.
She knows what she's having?
Yeah, they did a whole gender reveal. It was funny.
It is a
they
boy.
Had a, yeah, they had a bomb blow up and it like made blue smoke.
Lord have mercy. What is happening today? People just said I'm having a boy or girl. Now they got to have gender reveal party. Anything to have a party. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial, come back to some Sixers stuff, and some movie reviews. We got three movies to talk about, and then we're going to put a bow in this and send it home because it's Big Daddy's birthday. But anybody want to call in? 718-508-9883. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 51.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 51. And you know what, Felicia?
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah.
I'm going to do something that you do. And I'm going to order from Off the Hook tonight. I'm in an Off the Hook mood.
Why is that something I do? You got me into Off the Hook.
No, you knew about Off the Hook. Right about to say you. I was the one? I thought you already knew about it.
Well, I never ordered from them. You made me do it. When I found out they delivered, it was all over. Yeah, you made me do it. That one made me do it.
I made you do it.
What is going on here?
Just joking.
I just wanted to do some old Dana Carvey, some old church lady, and you just totally took it left.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
You want to do it. Anyway, the Sixers are back in town. They play tomorrow night. They had I'm not going to say bad road trip. I'm going to say it was an experience. They won their last game against Denver. They held their own every game. They just fell apart in like the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter against at least three or four of those teams. I'm not disappointed in how they played. I think they did well. But there's a big question mark hanging over top this team. And that is, what do you do with your lineup now? What do you do as far as your centers? Ben's coming back at the next month. They say in January, but they moved it back to February. So Ben is coming back. Yeah, they moved it back to February. So Ben is coming back, but Joel Embiid is having all-star numbers and not even playing all-star minutes. Noel came in one game when Okafor wasn't playing, and Noel played really well. So, not taking nothing away from Okafor, because Okafor has had decent games. So, what do you do? One of them has to go, and it's not going to be Embiid. So, do you get rid of the offensive player, or do you get rid of the defensive player? That's the question.
Mm.
So you don't even know what to say.
Oh, you're asking me? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't think Noel wants to be there. I don't know what made that sudden change in his attitude, but now all of a sudden he's fine with the play restriction time. So, I mean, I don't know. I think if we keep moving people around, they're never going to gel. So give Okafor a chance. You know I love Okafor.
But here's the thing. There was a stat that went out. The Sixers are 4-5 when they start Embiid and Ilyasova.
Yeah.
They are 1-5 when they start Embiid and Okafor.
And Okafor, yeah.
So, something, you know, you see where I'm going with this?
Yep.
You got to do something. And I don't know what. And I just want them to wait until Simmons comes in and then say, okay, we got everybody that we're supposed to have. Let's see how all this gels together. I wouldn't make a move until Simmons comes in.
Yeah, see what happens when he comes in. We still don't know if he's all they say, so.
And you tagged me in a picture, and we never spoke about it. But the freaking picture was hilarious. It was a picture of Ben Simmons with the turtleneck and the chain next to the rock with the turtleneck and the chain in the damn fanny pack. And you were dead wrong for that.
I was wrong.
But it was funny as hell.
Yeah.
And you were wrong, but it was funny as hell. And I'm like, damn, they don't like cousins.
So what is Ben Simmons? He's from Australia, right?
Yes, he is. He's Australian.
Wow.
He's not even regular brother. He's Australian.
So regular brother.
Yeah, he's not regular a brother.
Go away. What is a
and
regular
tomorrow,
brother?
Tomorrow is Big Daddy's birthday day. So it'd be my day. But watch, ain't nothing gonna happen.
If you are at the Wells Fargo Center tomorrow, please come say hello and happy birthday to Big Daddy and to me.
Yes, and to Felicia. She sits two chairs away from me. You see the pretty girl with the beautiful brown eyes. Come up to her and say hi.
No.
But don't look at her in the eyes. I have to punch you in your eye.
Oh, my.
I was about to say something now. I'm train of thought.
Sorry.
Nah, it's okay. yeah, come on down, say hi. You know, chill out. I'm looking forward to it. The Sixers haven't played at home since December 20th.
Yeah.
And the Delaware 87ers is also playing this week, so you might see me in Delaware this week coming down. I think Friday, so hint, wink, wink, Felicia. So you might see us
Star
down there
Wars
in Delaware.
Thing.
Yes, it's Star Wars night down there. So come on down and check out the 87ers. And the 87ers is a good time. If anybody that's listening and you want to take the kids somewhere for cheap, go to the 87ers games. It's not,
it
well,
a
not
good time
for me because I don't pay. But it is a good time down there. It's very intimate. It's very go-key. The players are right there next to you. The organization is really great. Come on down, check them out. Say hi to Big Daddy and Felicia. It is what it is. Okay. Now we're going to get off the Sixers topic. And we're going to move on to movie reviews. And we have three movies. Speaking of Star Wars.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to review Star Wars Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. I'm a Star Wars junkie. I've been watching Star Wars since I was 6 years old. So I grew up with this story. And shut up, Felicia. So I was really looking forward to seeing it. I saw it. It was really good. I think that Star Wars kicked a lot of the other movies in the ass. I think that Rogue One was better than Episode 7. I thought that Rogue One was better than Phantom Menace. I thought that Rogue One was better than the Clone Wars. And I thought Rogue One was better than Return of the Jedi. That's how much I like that movie.
Wow.
It explained a lot. It was really good. And we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Yo, happy birthday. You ain't shit.
Oh.
Damn.
Hello,
Faye. Thank you. Why, God, do I can't be shit?
Because even on your birthday, you ain't shit.
Damn. We just had a caller call in looking for you. Magic Mike was looking for you. Mike Farrar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm good, I'm good. Just got done adulting, painting my walls.
Okay, okay. How was your holidays?
Yep, and, it was good for the most part. Me and honey just got done moving into our new house, so being
Yay!
An adult and trying to take care of it, I guess.
Did you get that gift you were looking for? You put a video on Instagram talking about this favorite gift that honey always gets you. Did you get that gift?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I have no shame. I put it all the way out here.
Yeah, you did.
And plus, it's my favorite video of all time from SNL.
That was
funny. Oh, my gosh.
You cut a hole in the
box. So how was everybody's holiday?
I can't complain. It was pretty good. You know, Santa Claus was good to me. I pretty much, you know, got a lot of stuff I appreciate. Somebody went and bought me a Sixers spatula. And that gift blew my mind because I didn't even know they made those. And I really can't wait to use it. I can't wait till it get warm outside because I want to use it on a grill. But I might just buy some hamburger meat. Just so I can use that spatula. Hit, hit, wake, wake, Felicia Brown, thank you.
You are welcome.
And everything was cool.
You know
I am. I'm going to take that picture and show everybody. Like, look at my spatula. On another good note, my son Jared is home for good. He, is going to be taking classes online his final semester of college. So look for him on the wrestling scene. So I'll be talking to you a little bit later, Faye, about coming to train with you sometimes. I want him to train at the factory, but I also want him to train over there where you train too. I want to give him the whole experience.
Okay.
So
you'll
get
a
phone call.
All righty, ain't no problem. I mean, I'm gonna put it out there and say I'm not there as much as I used to be because I got like a personal private trainer to work with me one on one with the guinea pig because I'm trying to just be that good.
I saw the videos you put up of you suplexing people and stuff, and I was like, that looked good. That looked really good. Yeah. So. Yeah, I was very impressed. Like, go ahead, girl.
Thank you. Well, you know, I'm trying to do bigger and better things out here for this year. I already got some really good bookings so far that I'm excited about.
And I'm also, let me put it out there now. I saw what you put up as far as you in Japan. I didn't understand what the hell they wrote around you. I see your picture there. Congratulations
I know, right?
On that.
Me too. I was like, I don't know what they're saying, but what?
Michael, we got big black girl coming in. Big butt.
Oh my
gosh. Come see big butt.
Ain't no telling.
Whatever it said, it must have been good.
But they know I'm coming. That's all that matters.
Yep.
And what date is that?
It's looking like closer to probably like maybe, I want to say June, July.
Okay.
Only because I got some really, really good bookings that I don't want to turn down. I'm even booked for WrestleMania weekend down in Orlando. So I'm like, yes.
Wow.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
You better go down there and show your natural ass.
Yeah.
Of course. That's why I got one of my dear friends from the New York indie scene. I got two people actually that has been meeting up with me and, you know, working on some new spots with me, new everything. Just to make me a pop.
I saw somebody steal one of your moves to some other indie chick. Did your triple milkshake spot. And I was like, ooh, that ain't yours.
Uh-oh, you better tag me to it. You know me, I'm the queen of shade. I'm like, excuse you. That's mine.
It's a big black girl. I had to find it, but it was like last week when I saw it. And I'll be damned if she didn't do that spot.
She did it.
Why
I'll be damned if she didn't do that spot. Say what?
No, did she do it three times?
I should have tagged her. What'd you say? She did it. She had a bunch of dudes that got in the ring, and she started body slamming these dudes, and they all went to four different corners, and she went from corner to corner to corner the way you do, putting her ass in their face, the exact way you do.
Oh, well, she can do that, as long as she can do it three times. I do it three times.
But she did it. I should have tagged you in it. I apologize.
Yeah, you should have.
I should. But I don't know what I was thinking. It might have been like early in the morning.
People know for me to do it three times. If they do it three times, I'm coming for them.
I was like, see, she done put herself out there, and now everybody trying to steal her shit.
Because even Nia Jax started doing it, but she only does it once.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I say, does he?
He did it. Stop. Don't do that. She did it.
I'm sorry.
Was it the last show or something? The last person she... No, it wasn't. It wasn't Scarlett. I think it was the last person before that. She did the hip attack. That's what they call it, the hip attack.
The hip attack.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't even be doing
it. But me,
that.
I do
anyway.
It three times.
You got to do it three times.
Mm-hmm.
But we're proud of you.
Yes.
We're proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I got to talk to you about something a little bit later, too, but I want to talk to you about it off the air. A little bit of shade might be falling your way.
Well, you better call me afterwards.
I am. Anywho.
I agree with you, though. I'm on your side.
Yeah, because I told Felicia about it, and she was like, well, I agree with what Faith said. I'm like, I agree with what Faith said, too.
I don't even know what y'all talking about, but okay.
When I talk to you about it, trust me. But I'm going to go back with these movie reviews. Have you been to the movies fair? You've been really busy with your house stuff.
I've been so busy with moving, packing, and everything else. I mean, you got cable right now, so somebody can, like, live tweet or, like, live Facebook Live Love and Hip Hop for me, that would be great.
That's a damn shame. Look, Felicia, crack it up. That's a damn shame.
I ain't even thinking about
so
Raw. I want to see Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop. Ratchet.
I'm three
episodes
behind. I want to see Cisco meet
it.
Up with Peter Gunn because they can fight. I want to see it. Yeah, I want to see it.
Anyhow, we were right giving movie reviews when we started talking about Love and Hip Hop. We were talking about Star Wars Rogue One. I'm going to give it five Big Daddy booties. not even four, five of them.
Wow.
One of the best movies I've seen this year. I thought it was really good. I thought it explained a lot, Star Wars saga, and I cannot wait for episode 8, which is coming out this summer. Felicia.
Well, you know me, I can't really speak on it because it's not that I'm not a Star Wars fan. I just didn't get into it. But based on, like, cinematography and acting, you know, I can give it a solid 4, Big Daddy Booty. But I can't, you know, speak on anything else because I don't know.
So I've never been a Star Wars junkie at all, not even remotely. So even if y'all was like, oh, let's go see Star Wars, and I would have said, hell nah.
So I'm a Star Wars junkie. So,
oh, Lord.
No, I'm good.
Into it. The next movie we're going to review is Why Him?
Yeah.
With James Franco.
Y'all saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
oh, okay.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Like, you know, James Franco was a funny dude, and I think he carried that movie on his back. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't like I sat there the whole time like, you know, this is a waste of my money. It was just, you know, it was what it was. I wanted to see Sing, but Sing is sold out. So, yes, I did want to see Sing. It was sold out, so I went to go
see.
Okay. See? And I'm telling you, that movie, I'm curious how much Sing made since it's been out, because every time I try to go see it, it's sold out. So that's why I ended up going to see Why Him, and it wasn't bad. I give it a 2.5 Big Booties. I'm not going to give it a 3.
What?
I give it a 2.5. It wasn't the best movie, but it wasn't that bad. I said, like I said, James Franco was very funny, but it was kind of predictable. And after a while, you know, after you heard fuck for the 30th time, it's like, okay, move to another word.
That's like living with you, though, hearing the F word 50,000 times. That's like being with you. Anyway, you totally
changed your tune. I don't say the F word 50,000 times.
No, whatever. Everybody on the road is a cocker fuck.
Wait a minute.
If I'm driving
and if I get cut off, then yeah, the F word flies. But I don't go around just saying the F word for no reason.
Yes, you do. Anyway, you totally changed your tune because you were cracking up. That movie's funny. James Franco was great. Bryan Cranston was
great.
That. But was it Keegan-Michael Key was hilarious. Stop it.
Yes, he was.
I give it a 3, maybe a 3.5, Big Daddy Booty.
Oh, well, she likes it.
Because I love
James
Franco.
I'm not a hater.
That's my boo.
That's why you gave it so much, because James Franco was half naked the whole movie.
Yeah, he was. Yes, Lord.
And back to me and the F word. I don't say the F word much.
Okay.
Hey, Faye, if you drive it and somebody cuts you off, don't you say the F word?
A bunch of times.
See?
Everybody on the road.
I have terrible road rage.
Shoot.
What?
I got road rage. I'm proud of it.
Me too.
Anyway,
and the third and the third movie, Felicia's gonna have to give the review on that. She went to go see Assassin's Creed.
Yes, I did. I am an ex-gamer, so I kind of stopped playing, you know, for some years now, but my sister's a gamer, and we enjoy video games that were turned into movies, so we went to see Assassin's Creed. I thought it was great. The fight scenes were good. It had a good point to the story. I'm not sure about how the game is. The game, they have about 8 Assassin's Creed games, I think. But I don't know if it was as deep and in depth as the movie was, but I love the movie. If you love history, go see it. If you love, you know, fighting, go see it. There will definitely be another a second one, I believe, just by the way it ended, and to continue the story. So I'm gonna give Assassin's Creed maybe like a 3 Big Daddy booties.
Okay. Okay, I might want to check it out.
Yes, Michael Fassbender is great. He is the Magneto in all the X-Men movies. So
the newer X-Men movies. The newer X-Men, not the old X-Men movies. The newer.
Right. The past three ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of video games, and then I'm going to put a bow on this show and take it home. One of the video games I got for Christmas was the WWE 2K17. That has to be probably one of the best video games.
Wow.
Like, as far as the graphics, as far as how the wrestlers look, they look exactly like if you were watching TV.
Wow.
That's how good they made it. And just the storyline mode on it. And it's like, you could tell they really put a lot of thought into this game. And, you know, everybody's seen all the hype leading up to it. And part of Survivor Series was, you know, video games became, you know, real. And the Lesnar Goldberg thing, blah, 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 blah. They really hyped this game. And then when I actually got it and started playing it, I'm like, yo, this game was off the chain. Like, they really did a good job. So kudos to whoever did it. And this is like, it's incredible. It looks just like if you were watching TV. That's crazy. Even with the interest.
I know, I had
and,
a couple of fans create I guess, on the 2K17. And
yeah.
I was just like, yeah, this is how you know that they ain't ready for me. Because, like, these fans tried. And it's just like, they got the face right, but the body.
But they couldn't get the body right.
Nope.
I'm surprised.
And
you,
one of them would have
you
my
can
outfit,
shrink
like,
this.
To a T.
Really?
Yeah, but the body, which is like, he was like, I tried. Like, this is the best I could do. I was like, but I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You know what? I'm going to try it. I bet you I can nail it. It ain't that hard. It can't be that hard. Anyway.
Hey, see what you can do.
I'm gonna see,
you're
see
way
what I
smaller
can do.
Than Nia Jax, so.
Way smaller.
Be able to be done, yeah.
Way smaller.
I mean, I'm larger in some areas.
Anyway. Thank you for calling in, Faye. You know, you always.
No problem.
You know, one of us. So we appreciate it. I'm glad you called in to tell me I wasn't shit on my birthday. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Raw tonight. Thank you. Raw tonight. SmackDown tomorrow. Sixers play again tomorrow. So come if you're at the Wells Fargo. Come say hi to me and Felicia. I'll be down in Delaware on the 6th. Check out the Delaware 87ers. KCW is running again March 11th. They have Too Cold Scorpio and Billy Gunn on the show, along with the rest of the KCW superstars. So come check it out.
Yeah, you know, I'm booked for that show in May. I couldn't do this. I think you said the 6th or something. I couldn't do the 11th because I debut at AIW. So I can't miss that.
No, you can't miss that. So, you know, come on out. Support. Faye, wish you all the best. Keep doing what you're doing. Felicia, you got any last words?
Thank you.
Happy New Year, everybody. Don't make any resolutions. Just go out and do it. You know, don't wait for a new year to try to you better. Try to make yourself better every day and make everything around you better every day.
Amen.
What do you mean in 17?
If I could say one more thing before I send this home, is that just like Felicia said, don't make resolutions, just go ahead and do it. But also, you have to get up, and I'm just going to say it the way I'm going to say it. You got to get up off your ass and make things work. Nothing is mm-hmm. going to be given to you in life. And one of the things I want to do in 2017 is start to get some of these youth up off their asses and motivate them to start doing different things in life. Because I was listening to some of my cousins yesterday, and they were talking about sports and playing and this and the fourth. And I asked them, well, how often do you go out to the gym to work on your game? None of them can answer that. You're not going to get any better if you sit on your ass.
True.
And when I was their age, I got up, I played during the wintertime. It could be freezing outside. I had a basketball in my hand, dribbled it with my left hand, with my right hand, because I wanted to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to teach myself how to dunk. I took track and trained with a high jumper just so I could jump higher to dunk a basketball. This is what I wanted to do. When it came to wrestling, I trained 3 to 4 times a week in 2 different gyms. Why? I wanted to get better. I watched videotapes. I taped myself training so I knew what to do to tweak it so I could do it better. Nothing is going to fall out the sky for you. And this goes with wrestling and anybody that's trying to train to wrestle. You can't just buy a pair of boots and get out in the ring and think you're going to be the fucking Rock. It's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to work. You're not going to be Daniel Bryan and none of that stuff. Get up off your asses and make it happen. And on that note, there's 3 different types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Faye Jackson, Felicia Brown, and Big Daddy that make things happen. And 2017, make it happen. God bless you all, and good night.
Hi, everyone.
All right. Good night.